What's up? It's your rat idol Belle Takeoff from Hololive English Council! Yay! Welcome to another episode of Brewing and Grooving with Bae! Yes! To begin, we must take our obligatory sip of coffee. Whew! Very nice, very nice. Welcome, welcome! This is my music and talk segment on Spotify, where we talk about my musical endeavors, whether it be original music, whether it be covers, or anything else. Music! We talk about music here. So, grab yourself a snack, grab yourself a drink, and sit back, relax, while you listen to Podcasting Bae and her very relaxing, calming voice. Talk to you about her music. Yes. This episode will be focusing on Psycho, which is my second original. So if you're interested, please do continue listening. Psycho! Shall we begin? Psycho, where do we start? Well, I guess I should introduce the song. For those who are unaware, Psycho is my second original that I created, and also the very first song in my new EP, Pandemonium. Yes, yes, yes. But Psycho is a song that represents the dark side of chaos, represents the psychoticness that is disorder and disarray. It is a song produced by Tom Hack with the lyrics written by Zach, and it's just amazing, amazing talented people coming together to create an amazing, amazing piece of work. And I couldn't be more honored to be able to take part in this, to be a part of this. Yes. Psycho is very special. It's a very special song to me. I mean, all my original music is very special to me, but for Psycho, I experienced a lot of firsts with Psycho when I was recording, when I was producing this song, well, working with producers and lyricists for this song. I got to experience recording in a professional studio for the very first time. I experienced working with producers and lyricists that were in the room with me, and recording with other people giving me direction for the very first time, and that was extremely helpful. It was a really fun experience, and I think all the hard work of everyone really, really shows in this song. Mm-hmm. So, coming up with Psycho, it was always meant to be part of the EP. It did release as a single first, but it was always meant to be part of the EP. Yes. And Psycho had the strongest image to begin with, in my opinion. I had a very clear idea of what I wanted Psycho to be, what I wanted it to express, what I wanted to mean. And I feel like it's really close to what I envisioned. Mm-hmm. Something that I learned when creating original music is that very rarely does a song fit your expectations of what you think it's going to sound like at the beginning, 100% at the end. Very rarely does that happen. And during the process of creating Psycho, there were a lot of moments where I was like, wait, this is very different to what I thought this song was going to end up being. And I'm not going to lie, I had some moments where I was like, wait, is this what I want the song to be? But I think working with, you know, the talented producers that produced this song, we created something that I think is the best form of what it could be. And I'm really, really proud of this song. There's also an MV that we created to go with the release of Psycho. The art was masterfully done by Dino, and there's a really, really cool video created as well, which is so cool. It's just so cool. I think Psycho Bae is like the Chunie Bae that I aspire to be, like the cooler version of yourself that you wish you could be, but you're not Chunie enough, so you can't be. That's kind of my thought. I think you understand when you listen to the song. So please enjoy my second original, Psycho. That was Psycho, Psycho, Psycho. Yes, yes, yes. When I was putting my reference sheet, or quote unquote my brainstorming sheet, for this song, I was asked to give, you know, inspirations for what you wanted the song to be. You know, were there certain songs that you were inspired by, or that I really enjoyed, that they could use to kind of get a feel of what kind of music I enjoyed. And there were two specific songs that I really, 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 really took inspiration from. The first, I guess it's not really a song, but more the singer herself. It goes by no surprise, since I've seen a lot of people say that Psycho reminds them of her, and that is Ado-san. I have the utmost respect for Ado-san. I love her music. I love the way she sings. It's so powerful, and it's got so much oomph in her voice. And I respect her so much as a singer. And I think all of her songs are really badass, and I aspire to be like her. And she sings with so much attitude and passion. Especially in her song Usewa. Songs like Usewa and Tot Musica, I feel like, you know, they're the two really powerful songs that I really, really enjoy. Very badass. And that kind of attitude was something that I tried to also embed in Psycho when I was thinking about the kind of song that I wanted to produce. So that's one inspiration. Another inspiration for my music has always been K-pop. I really, really like the theatrics of K-pop. The songs are always so catchy and dynamic and memorable. And that's something I wanted to be reflected in Psycho as well. I wanted like a very catchy hook and something that listeners can remember easily. And a particular song that inspired me for Psycho is a song called Eclipse by Moonbyul. She is part of the K-pop group Mamamoo, but she came out with a solo song called Eclipse, and it's so badass. I love the beat, I love the style, the attitude. It really is attitude. For me, music is a way of expressing my feelings and emotions and conveying thoughts and meaning to my audience. So whenever I hear a song that has a very clear message, or the singer is able to invoke some sort of emotion, I can hear it through the way they sing, and I try and aspire to be more like that, because singing to me isn't just about singing the right notes, but it's about singing a message through my music. So that's another song that I really, really liked and used as an inspiration for Psycho. Yeah, also the dance is badass. It's so cool. As I said before, Psycho is the very first track of my 4-track EP, my very first ever EP Pandemonium that has been recently released. Go stream Pandemonium if you haven't yet. There are so many feelings that I have with this EP. I guess first I should talk about how this EP came to be. I came up with this idea of creating an EP about the facets. What is English? The different facets of chaos. You know, there are so many different ways of interpreting chaos. And I feel like there are also a lot of different facets of me. Different sides of me that I show depending on the situation, depending on different times. And I wanted to embody that in an EP. I thought it was a really cool idea. Because having different facets of chaos means having, you know, different tracks that are completely different genre, completely different styles, all together in one EP. You know, it gives everyone something to listen to, you know, something of all different genres, and I thought it'd be a really, really cool idea. The meaning of Pandemonium is just Pandemonium. I was originally going to name the EP Chaos, you know, very simple and straightforward, but I thought Pandemonium sounded cooler. And that's the most important thing to a 12-year-old is how cool something sounds. That's why I chose the title to be Pandemonium. And the cover art was done by Dino, the same artist who drew the art for my Psycho music video. Absolutely cracked artist. We actually started working on the cover art before we started working on the Psycho MV art. And Dino did such an amazing job. They sent me so many different drafts for the EP, and they're all completely different. And we really worked together. It was a very collaborative effort in creating an EP cover that reflected the kind of EP that this was going to be, but also went with each song, if that makes sense. It also was able to show different sides of chaos with just one image. And that's kind of the goal that I had with this cover art. I also just love the way Dino's art conveys just the art. I can't, it's so amazing. I don't have the words. The artistry in his work is amazing. It's kind of more abstract, you know, it's not as clear and, you know, doesn't have clean lines, a lot more artistic. And abstract in that way, and I feel like that's exactly the kind of art that I was looking for this cover. You know, I didn't want something that was too clean. I wanted something a little bit more free, if that makes sense, and I think it fits the EP perfectly. As for the other songs on the EP, so we have Psycho, which is the first song, and then the second one is called Drown. This is the ballad of the EP. Yeah, Drown. I'm gonna infer what inspiration I had for that song. The third song is called Boom. That's my dance song. Yes, it is my dance song. I needed a dance song in this EP, and that was the dance song. And the fourth one is called Mess, which is kind of like a something similar to Play Dice in terms of style and genre. I don't really know what it's called. Future? Bass? EDM? Something like that. Something in between there. And that's just more of a song that embodies me more personally. And I feel like it's a good closer for the EP. So, four songs. Psycho, Drown, Boom, and Mess. In the next episode of Brewin' and Groovin' with Bae, I'll be talking more about those three songs. But yeah, until then, you can listen to Psycho for another time. You go, Psycho.